السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله وحده، وصلى الله وسلم على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My brothers and sisters in Banjul, in the Gambia, at this beautiful pipeline masjid, may Allah bless you. May Allah give you barakah. May Allah give you good health. May Allah give you strong iman. May Allah give you lots of wealth. May Allah protect your nation. May Allah grant you growth and peace, stability. May Allah give you success in this world and the next. When I landed here, it was the second visit to the Gambia, this time a private visit with Abdullah Aid in order to oversee some of the projects that we are doing in the Gambia for some of those who are needy. Although we are unable to cover everyone, they say small steps, inshallah, are always the beginning of great achievement. We ask Allah to grant us achievement. When I landed, I was pleasantly surprised to witness the growth, the infrastructural growth of this country over the last few years. Between the last trip and this trip, when we exited the airport, I noticed a beautiful road, mashallah. I was so happy that in a few minutes, we were already at our residence, mashallah. Whereas the last time I came, it was quite a tough journey from the airport coming through. I want to tell you, let us learn to be thankful to Allah for the goodness that we have. Many times as human beings, we only concentrate on the negatives and on what we don't have. In the process, we forget what we actually have. Many of the things we have, Allah blessed us with them without us even asking for those things. So we take that for granted. The reason I say this is because Allah says in the Quran, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. Your Lord has announced that if you are going to be grateful and show gratitude, we will grant you increase. You want more? Well, thank Allah for the little that you have. And sometimes you have a lot, you don't realize. Thank Allah for what you have, you will get more. The same verse says, if you are going to be ungrateful or show ingratitude, then what will happen? Allah says, my punishment is severe. You will find chaos, you will find instability, you will find loss of what you had already in your hand. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, do not underestimate the favors of Allah upon you. He has given you so much in abundance. Say, Alhamdulillah. Say, Alhamdulillah. We are sitting, we are breathing, we have a roof over us, we have some electricity, we have goodness, we have water, and we have one of the biggest favors after Iman is Aman. Iman is to believe, Aman is peace. One of the biggest favors after Iman is Aman. Aman means peace. We live in peace, it's a big favor of Allah. When you differ with one another, do not abuse each other. Do not insult one another. Do not belittle one another. It is haram. In Surah Al-Hujurat, Allah speaks about calling someone with a nickname that he does not like or she does not like. Allah speaks about calling someone with a nickname that he does not like or she does not like. May Allah forgive us. It is such a serious sin to call someone a name they don't like. Imagine if you are to swear them. Imagine if you insult them. Today we all have phones, we all have internet.
It's very easy to hide behind your screen and swear people and comment negatively, but one day you will pay a price for that type of behavior. When you insult others, belittle them, disrespect them, you will pay a price for it. Someone might argue and say, but they are doing something bad. If they are doing something bad, you do not need to do something bad to correct something bad. It shows you are worse. It shows you are worse. When they are doing something bad, what you need to do is to respectfully correct them or bring to their notice or highlight it to them that, look, my brother, I'm respectfully letting you know X, Y, and Z is wrong. What is our problem today is we are very quick to insult people in public, and we do it on our phones. So we reduce the level of morality and values of our country by one notch, two notches, simply because we are used to swearing, mocking, being vulgar, being immoral. Let's not do that. May Allah Almighty protect us. I am here to tell you what Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us. He says, a true believer is not vulgar. A true believer is not immoral. A true believer does not belittle someone. In fact, he says, مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لِيَصْمُتْ. Whoever truly believes in Allah and the day they are going to meet with Allah, the day of judgment, they will utter that which is good or they will remain silent. Because you know I have to meet Allah. I might hide behind the screen and I might appear anonymous. Or even if people know me, I might be sitting somewhere where they don't know exactly where I am, or they cannot reach me. And I swear them, I insult them, I belittle them, I create havoc, I say things that are dirty and nasty. We need to know when we see you pay a price for it individually, and as a community, you also pay a price. Like I said, the level of morality, the standards drop one notch down, two notch down. Don't swear. Utter very high and lofty words. Do you want to know what Allah says to the true believers?
وَقُلْ لِعِبَادِي يَقُولُ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنِ إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَنْزَغُ بَيْنَكُمْ إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ كَانَ لِلْإِنسَانِ عَدُوًّا مُبِينًا.
Tell my worshippers. Are you the worshippers? Am I the worshipper? Inshallah, yes, we are. Tell my worshippers, they should say that which is the best only. Ahsan, you want to say something. You are a believer. You are not an ordinary person walking on the street. You are an ambassador. You are a person who represents Islam. You are standing for the values Allah has taught. People look at you and they will judge Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam based on how you are. That's what the public does. The non-Muslims who watch us, be it online or be it in person, when we say bad words, we do bad things, we cheat, we deceive, they say, look at these Muslims, look at how they are. What did you do? You insulted your faith. And who is the faith? The faith, is it not from Allah? Did He not send the messenger? Are you not belittling your own system? Are you not doing something that would be derogatory to your religion? Are you not doing something that would give a bad image to your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Don't do that. Don't do that. We need to change this. Wallahi, when you see someone saying bad or commenting bad or forwarding something bad, tell them, please abstain, or don't add fuel to the fire by swearing too. When one swears another, you have a third man also swearing, a fourth one swearing. Before you know it, 100,000 people swearing something or someone online. Allah says, Inna shaytana yanzaghu baynakum. Shaytan is going to create dispute between you if you are not going to watch your tongue. In Islam, we always say freedom is freedom. But there is a limit beyond which you are no longer free. I am free to talk, I am free to choose, but I'm not free to insult someone else. I'm not free to hurt another person. I'm not free to pinch someone else's wealth. I'm not free to trample over the rights of another person. That is not called freedom. That's why in Islam, we are not allowed to insult the prophets, no matter who they are. If you see a cartoon of Jesus, may peace be upon him, he is a prophet of Islam. He is one of the top five who were created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is very high ranking. We will not accept it. We will say, no, that's a red line. You are crossing something that is going to upset us as well. What if we did it ourselves? That would be the worst thing possible. We are not allowed to insult, because when you insult those who are following a different faith, they might insult Allah. Do you know what the Quran says?
وَلَا تَسُبُّوا الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ فَيَسُبُّوا اللَّهَ عَدْوًا فَيَسُبُّوا اللَّهَ عَدْوًا بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ.
Don't insult or mock at or joke about those who are worshipping deities besides Allah. They may be polytheists, they may be whoever they are. They are worshipping something besides Allah. Don't insult them and don't insult their gods. Why? Because they may insult Allah as a result of your doing by ignorance. They don't know who is Allah. When someone, the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he speaks about the loss of a person who insults his own parents. So the companion said, how would a person insult his own parents? The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, says, when he insults the mother of someone, that person insults his mother and his father. You see what happened? The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is telling you, think of the reaction of your words before you utter them. Think, what will happen if I say this, if I do this? And then don't do it if it is going to bring back something bad. Allah Almighty has refused for us to insult something that is really against Him. He says, you want to discuss it, do it respectfully. You want to invite someone to the truth, do it with respect. If you are not going to respect, they are not even going to listen to you. They won't even listen to you. So imagine when Allah says shaitan will cause dispute among you when you don't speak in the best possible way. You are doing something wrong, very wrong. Whether it is me, you, anyone else, someone who's an imam, maybe he's a leader, a chief, whoever it may be, a president of a nation. If they are doing something, you don't have to insult them, belittle them, bring them down. No, you don't have to become abusive against them. No, all you have to do is highlight it in the most respectful way. You can bring it to the attention of those who can do something about it, subhanallah. Imagine you see me doing something wrong, and you go online and you start swearing me, and you don't know me, you don't know anything about me, you don't know my relationship with Allah, you don't know the type of person I am, you have never interacted with me, but the only thing I know is you are swearing me and belittling me. What did I do to you? Wallahi, I tried to help, I tried to serve, I tried to, maybe I made a mistake or two in my life, yes or more. I do not deserve that. What happens as a result? Your good deeds will come to me on the day of judgment. And if you don't have good deeds, my bad deeds will go to you. How? Why should you waste your deeds? Why should you carry the burden of someone else? It's an exception. You know, Allah says, no one carries the burden of another. وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. No soul will burden another person's sin or wrongdoing. You're not going to hold it. So one might ask, how are you saying that if I have wronged someone, then I'm going to get their bad deeds? Let me tell you, that is a beautiful explanation. You did it, and there is no way to pay that person to make justice. because you don't have any good deeds. So Allah says, well, there's only one thing left. You need to take some of their bad deeds. There's only one thing left. Nothing. We can't do anything else. So that is something you need to be careful of. أَتَدْرُونَ مَنِ الْمُفْلِسِ. Do you know who is the person at a loss? I'm a believer. I'm worried about my tongue. I'm worried about my online interactions. Today we are all living online. You could be from Gambia. We went to Lower River yesterday. We went from place to place, seeing the villages and those who were there and looking at their struggles and listening to what they had to say and trying to see how we can help, maybe something, even if it is small, we will start something here and there, solar powered borehole to provide fresh water to some people, whatever it was. But wallahi, who am I to talk to them in a bad way? Who am I to insult them? Today we are all online, whether you are Lower River or Upper River, you are online. Am I right or wrong? You're online. This morning we visited a place not too far from the airport where, in fact, it is between here and where my residence is, where there is a community of people who are hard of hearing. They are deaf. Those deaf people, they are all on their phones and they all have internet and they all have accounts on social media. I asked them, they said, we listen to you. How do you listen when you are deaf? That is when I realized the importance of captions underneath the video. And I promised them, I said, inshallah, please forgive me. Today I realized the importance of those captions. Wallahi, they were so happy. They were so happy. They were thanking us like this, if you know how they do it, right? In this country. Because everywhere the sign is a little bit different. My name in their sign language, they do this. That means Mufti Mehdi. Why? Because he has a beard that is long. So they just do this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy. The point I want to raise, we are all online, all of us. Imagine what is happening online. You can earn Jannah through your phone, wallahi. And you can go the other way with your phone, wallahi. You follow what I'm saying? Are you responsible? Do you carry yourself in a beautiful way? Have you seen people insulting me? Yes, I'm sure you have. Do I reply? I don't reply. I say, oh Allah, give them Jannah too. They don't know. It's okay. We are busy working. No problem. You will take us away very soon. We will go back to you, inshallah. Be happy with us. Give us Jannah. But for them, forgive them. I don't even want to meet them on the day of judgment to fight. It's too small. It's okay. What did they call you? They called you whatever they called you. It's their mistake. Never mind. It's okay. But what happens? People begin to swear and what? Do you have salah? Do you have zakah? Do you have good deeds? If you have good deeds, they are gone. أَتَدْرُونَ مَنِ الْمُفْلِسِ. Do you know who is the bankrupt person? The one who comes with a lot of good deeds. A lot of good deeds. But on the day of judgment, they wrong that one. They ate the wealth of that one. They abuse that one. They backbite about that one. So their good deeds are going to this one and that one and the other one and the other one. But sometimes they don't have any more good deeds left. What will happen? It will be said, take from the bad deeds of those people whom they were wrong, that they had wronged, and put them on their own shoulders. What a loss. I don't need to do that. So use your phone responsibly. Forward good messages. Retweet, repost something good. Make an account where you can spread goodness. No problem, inshallah. May Allah bless you. May Allah bless you. If you want to monetize an account where you are teaching goodness and you are promoting goodness and you have some form of control over the advertising, monetize it. You might make dunya wal akhirah. Maybe your dua, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana, is answered. Allah might give you dunya hasana and akhirah hasana, both. It's not haram to monetize within certain limits. You know what I'm talking about, right? Do you know what I'm talking about? Don't pretend. May Allah bless you all. May Allah bless you all. I see all the smiling and the laughing. My brothers, my sisters, I'm speaking with love. I may not know you personally, but I feel you, I care for you, I hear you, I am here. They told me pipeline. I asked them, how long is the pipeline? They said, no, it's not a pipeline. It's a masjid. They call it pipeline masjid. I say, Subhanallah. Is there a pipeline nearby here? Is there a pipeline? Wow, there used to be a pipeline. Now this masjid, mashallah, look how big. They said it's one of the biggest masjid. May Allah bless those who put this here. May Allah give them Jannah. May Allah bless those who contribute towards the upkeep of this masjid. I tell you why. We are running the fans here. There is electricity here. Someone is paying for it. Ask yourself, how much did I give? Let me give $10. How much is $10? Nothing, isn't it? If all of us give 10, I think we will pay the bill for electricity for the month. Am I right? Subhanallah. But we don't think of that. What is 10? 10 is going to do a lot when there are 1,000, 5, 10,000 people giving it. It becomes 100,000 or more. May Allah Almighty grant us understanding. Use your money in good things. Even if you have little, some of it, give it. Do you know why? أنفق يا ابن آدم أنفق عليك. Give, O son of Adam. Allah is saying, I will give you. So look for people in need. Small. Share with them one sweet, one biscuit, one drink. Once in a while, it's okay. Allah will give you. Build a nation. Learn to love each other. Learn to care for each other. You have a beautiful country, mashallah. One of the biggest gifts you have here is peace. Don't compromise it. Don't compromise it. When you differ with someone, be respectful. Allah says, you can differ. I can disagree. I can disagree totally, but I just need to be respectful. I can dislike, but I need to be respectful. Be careful. Your dislike must not get to a point where you have wronged that person. On the day of judgment, Allah will catch you. Sometimes in this world, Allah will catch you. Like I was saying, we don't know each other that much, but we have a feeling. I would never want to say one word against you or your country. People ask me, which is your favorite country? It's a good question, right? Which is your favorite country? What do you think I'm going to say? Who thinks I want to say Gambia? Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar! I want to tell you something. I have traveled to many, many countries. Every country has some amazing, unique thing that another one does not have. And they have some problems that others might not have. And there are some in common in the middle. So I want to tell you, you have gifts that others do not have. And you have some issues, problems that they also do not have. Allah gives you a balance. He will not give you everything okay. I do not know of a single country that has everything 100% as they want it. No. Why? Because that is Jannatul Firdaus. If there was a place in this world which was amazing, everything was exactly as they wanted it, what was the point of Jannah? No point. But rather Allah says, paradise is perfect. In this world we will test you. Everyone has different tests. Each one of us, we are gifted by Allah. Sometimes you see a person and they think, I'm not good looking, I'm not gifted by Allah, I don't know what I have. That is shaitan making you think. Get up and work hard. Learn to love yourself how Allah made you. If Allah gave you dark complexion, light complexion, middle tan complexion, love yourself how you are, wallahi. That is Allah. He made you and He perfected you the way He wanted. In Jannah, you will be the way you want. Subhanallah. For now, love yourself. If someone loves you how you are, alhamdulillah. If they don't love you because of how you are, astaghfirullah. Right? They can go. We don't need them. They can go. We don't need them. They love me how I am. This is me. You take it or leave it. Alhamdulillah. Because I was made by Allah. I didn't choose how I wanted to be. You didn't choose how you want to be. But I love you because I love Allah. And Allah made you. He made me. So I told them, I said, I will go to Pipeline Masjid, no problem. What time will roughly? So we agreed approximately immediately after Salatul Asr, we will be there, inshallah. I don't mind how hot it is. I'm sweating, as you can notice. Wallahi, I don't mind. I feel the warmth of the hearts. And I feel the breeze of the smile when we are smiling. Don't they call it the smiling coast? I want to add one word. The smiling coast and face. The face also needs to smile, not only the coast. Because if you meet some people, they're just looking at you. Are you not smiling? No, the coast is smiling, not me. Please, please, smile also. That's what makes it the smiling coast. May Allah Almighty bless you and your nation. The message I delivered today, it might seem very simple, but wallahi, it's very important. Because what is happening, I'm traveling the whole world, I'm noticing something. The level of morality is coming down. The level of our values is coming down. The way we talk and the type of language we use is becoming cheaper. I'm just letting you know the facts. What we are saying and how we talk to each other is being downgraded. Why? Who is benefiting by us going backwards in those things? Learn to hold yourself to the highest morals, the highest values, the best of speech. In my life, I don't remember insulting, belittling, and really abusing someone by my mouth. If I have done, may Allah forgive me, but I don't remember it. I don't remember. Why? What do you get? Why should I swear you, insult you, look at you, belittle you? May Allah forgive me. And whoever might have been hurt by something I said, please forgive me. I can't remember it. But I invite you to becoming conscious of it. I invite you towards becoming conscious of it. Let's talk to each other with love. At least greet the person. Make them feel important. Give them a good experience of the interaction with you. And Allah will bless you. So my brothers and sisters, Allah says, if you are not going to watch your tongue, if you are not going to watch your tongue, if you are not going to say the best words, shaitan will come and divide you and he will cause problems. He is the big, clear, outright enemy of yours. Be careful. So in life, we have a circle of people. Every one of us, you have a circle. The first circle is your folks, your family. That's the first circle. Allah says, وَآتِ ذَا الْقُرْبَى حَقَّهُ وَالْمِسْكِينَ وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ. When he speaks about giving, he starts off by saying, give your family members their due. And then the miskin, the poor person, or the wayfarer. He starts off with family. If you have family who is not doing well financially, it is your duty. Allah puts it in your heart to say, help them first. Shaitan might come and make you think, no. I had a problem with this person. When you have had a problem with them, help them even more. Because you are not helping them for them. You are helping them for Allah. Allah made them related to you. He did not say that help them only if you have no problem with them. But he says, help them for my sake. I am telling you, آتِ ذَا الْقُرْبَى حَقَّهُ. Give the family members and your relatives their due. That's what Allah says. Many of us, we don't want to associate with family members because we have had a problem with them. Well, I tell you what, even if you don't associate because it might be toxic and you want to save yourself, through someone else you can render assistance so that in the eyes of Allah, you are clear. When you do good to someone, are you doing good to them because they deserve the good, or are you doing good to them because Allah says He loves those who do good? Which one? Choose it. If you are doing good to them because you think they deserve good, you need to remember something. You will never be able to help the people who are truly in need. Never. Because sometimes they didn't do anything to you to deserve the good. See? And sometimes you will have a difference of whatever against them or with them. But if you are doing good because Allah loves those who do good, wallahi, you will end up helping everybody, and half the time you will solve the problem, because even those who dislike you, they will begin to say, but this is a good man. Al-fadlu ma shahidat lahu al-a'da'u. When someone doesn't like you and they bear witness for you, wallahi, that is true witness. Imagine someone who doesn't like you, but they have to admit, this man is generous. Allahu Akbar. It means you are truly generous. Your own enemy has declared, this man is generous. May Allah grant us generosity. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, كان أجود الناس. He was the most generous of everyone. It is said that he was more generous during the season of Ramadan than the wind which blew. If the wind blows through this masjid now, actually there are walls, but even if with the walls we found wind blowing, all of us will feel it and we will feel cool immediately. Every single one of us. The Prophet ﷺ was so generous that every single one of those who was in his presence benefited from his generosity. I am a follower of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. I have brothers and sisters of mine in Palestine, in Lebanon, who are struggling right now as I'm speaking to you. Genocide is happening. People are brutally killing and hurting our brothers and sisters, and they have driven them out of their homes and continue to usurp their homes, and they are settling in the homes of our own brothers and sisters, claiming it in the most brutal, inhumane way that is never imagined by anyone. You won't even believe how it is happening if you have to hear how it is happening. You won't even believe what happened yesterday and the day before if you had to hear how they did it. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. May Allah protect our brothers and sisters in Lebanon, in Palestine, all over the world, all over, wherever they are. Closer to home in Sudan, may Allah protect our brothers and sisters. What happened there? Learn a lesson from Sudan. They began to fight each other. Look, belittling whatever they might have been doing. Dispute, and the dispute spilled over. Such an amazing country with such beautiful people, with such loving souls. The public does not deserve a droplet of what happened between the giants when they started fighting each other. The country is destroyed. I'm talking of past tense. And still they are fighting. We need to learn a lesson. Don't ever allow anyone to make you do something like that. Learn a lesson. Learn to respect each other. My speech today is about respecting each other, even with difference. I didn't plan to talk about Sudan, but it just came to my mind now. And it's a good example because we pray for them. May Allah grant them a good understanding, and may Allah help them to stop this war. It is senseless. People are dying. Imagine human beings. Allah says, وَمَنْ أَحْيَاهَا فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَا النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. If you save one life, it's as though you saved entire humanity. You cause the death of one person, it's as though you have murdered entire humanity. Because one life, if you don't realize the value of it, you've lost the value of humanity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us. One life, save it. See what Allah will do for you. You will get paradise. You will get goodness in this world and the next. So remember, as we use our devices, inshallah, we will be responsible. We will do good with it. We will spread a lot of goodness. We will up our game, and we will become people of higher morals, great value. Usually when people come to our countries, sometimes they have negative things to say about us and our countries. Yet look, we are in the house of who? This is the house of Allah. It is full. There is no place outside. The streets are full. The people there, I see someone in niqab outside standing there. Subhanallah. And there are so many other sisters on that side. There are brothers on this side. There are people at the back. There are people at the top. Subhanallah. Where are we? Wallahi, we are in Banjul in the Gambia. Takbir! May Allah bless you. Welcome to His house. If I am here, I need to make sure that you feel welcome. It is your house. You are welcome. Your access to it and my access to it is exactly the same. You belong to Allah and I belong to Allah. This is the house of my Allah and your Allah. Welcome. May Allah bless you. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, says Allah will give a special shade to a person whose heart is in the masjid all the time. A person who comes and frequents the house of Allah. Over the last 5-6 years, we have built 60 masjids in the Gambia with Abdullah Aid. And I can tell you, when I went to some of them now, I told the communities, please make sure this masjid is full. Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. Am I right? And I said, if it is full, we will have to build a bigger one or expand it. But if no one comes there, too soft, what will happen? It is the house of Allah. Where is the heart? Learn to spend some time with your prayer. Wallahi, I promise you, by Allah, when you fulfill your 5 daily prayers, your life will begin to change. Wallahi, it is a miftah, it's a key. It opens all the doors. I said this in another country. After some time, one youngster, I met him. He told me, 2 weeks have passed. I've been praying, nothing is happening. I said, my brother, you didn't pray for 25 years. Now 2 weeks you want everything to solve. At least pray for another 1 year. See, after 1 year, how it opens. Not even a year, 40 days, what? Wallahi, I met him a long time later. He was so happy. I told him, aren't you the guy who was telling me about prayer? He says, ah, yes. I even forgot. But I'm praying every day. Now I'm a big businessman. You see, when Allah opens your doors, you forget Allah. But when the doors were closed, you are complaining to Allah. Why are you doing this to me? Allah is not doing it to you. You are doing it to yourself. You are far from Allah. Nasullaha fanasiyahum. Quran says they forgot Allah. Allah forgot them. Allah said, okay, you don't want, alas, you can go. Still, sometimes Allah gives us, even though we don't deserve it. He gives us just to test us. So I tell you, when you don't have, remember Allah. When you have, remember Allah. When someone else has, remember Allah. When no one has, remember Allah. Going through difficulty, remember Allah. Going through ease, remember Allah. Going through sickness, remember Allah. Going through good health, remember Allah. When your eyes are okay, remember Allah. When you cannot see, remember Allah. When your ears are okay, remember Allah. When your ears are not okay, remember Allah. When you have children, remember Allah. When you don't have children, remember Allah. When your children are going astray, remember Allah. When they are happy, successful, remember Allah. Remember Allah at all times. You are a believer. You are a believer. You are not a person walking on the street who has no faith in God. We believe in Allah. When you made a mistake, repent to Allah. When you committed adultery, turn to Allah. When you committed a sin, turn to Allah. When you were gambling, turn to Allah. When you were drinking, turn to Allah. When you were clubbing, turn to Allah. Repent to Allah. Allah is waiting for you to turn to Him. Today is the day we are turning to Allah. Oh Allah, forgive us for our shortcomings. Strengthen us to do the right thing and make us strong to stay away from that which displeases you. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Pray to Allah. Oh Allah, I am weak. I'm committing sins here and there. I'm weak. I'm very weak. Oh Allah, I believe in you. You are my Lord. You made me. I'm faltering here and there. Make me strong so that I don't falter. And then be strong. Be strong. Oh Allah, create a barrier between me and sin. Allahu Akbar. Waqina wasrif anna birahmatika sharra ma qadait. Dua we make all the time. Oh Allah, protect us from destiny that is not good. Through your mercy, my brothers and sisters, the circle we have, Allah has chosen your family for you. You did not choose them. Go easy on them. Yes, you will have dispute. Why? Because you live with each other every day. Anyone who lives together with you every day, you are bound at some point to have some argument, to have some discussion that is not healthy, to sometimes say some hurtful things. Learn to forgive, seek forgiveness. Don't be too arrogant to say, I'm sorry. Some of us, we think we are too big. We don't say, I'm sorry to anyone. Why? How should I say I'm sorry to that person? He's younger than me. He has less money than me. He has no authority. I am older. I am this. I am senior. I'm the head. All that is shaitan. All you need to say is I'm sorry. Problem solved. Problem solved. Learn to apologize. Then that circle will get to that which you choose. What do you choose? Your friends. Your friends. Be a good friend and choose friends who are good. Because you are exactly as your friends are. There is no difference. Nobody can say, that's my friend for 15 years. Yet he is in the club every evening and I'm not. Then what are you doing while he's in the club? Waiting outside making dua for him. Is that what you are doing? Oh Allah, take him out of the club. Take. You said 20 years, didn't you? How? You are in the club with him. You are in the club. And that's why sometimes people say, brother, what were you doing in the club? You see, a guy went into the club. May Allah protect us. He says, what are you doing here? So the brother was sharp. He says, what are you doing here? Right? You want to know what I am doing here? What are you doing here? He was one sharper. He says, I just came to check if you are here or not. May Allah forgive us. May Allah forgive us. You see, shaitan will give us answers, how to answer people. Brother, both of you are wrong. You are not supposed to be there. How do I know? I know because the story was narrated. I don't know because I went in. I know from outside. Allahu Akbar. May Allah forgive us. Allah says you can enjoy your life, you can eat food and drink, and you can go on holiday, you can get married, have your children, you can enjoy, but do it within what Allah has ordained. Learn to manage your life in a way that is pleasing to Allah. Today we spoke a lot, and mashallah, I'm so happy that I was given the opportunity to talk to you today in the Gambia. Wallahi, to me, this is blessed. Do you know why? Because it is the house of Allah, and we have gathered for Allah, and we listen to Quran and Sunnah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I pray that we all have an intention in our hearts. When we go, we want to be a good person. There are certain things you know you have to do for Allah. I don't need to tell you. You have a bad habit, you have some weakness, you know what it is. Today is the day we are going to stop that and we are going to do the right thing. Today is the day. Shaitan might come after some time and make us fall. If he makes us fall, I tell you what, get back, seek the forgiveness of Allah and promise Allah again and do it. Promise Allah again. And if you fall, promise Allah again. And if you fall, promise Allah again. You will notice the gap becoming bigger and bigger between the sins until one day it will stop. There is a major problem we also are facing with our devices, and that is pornography. Someone said, look, how can you say it's not allowed when we are husband wife, we want to spice our life, we are watching. A'udhu billah. I don't even want to finish that sentence, because do you know what, whether you are husband and wife or whatever you are, in Islam, it does not allow you to watch something that Islam considers immoral. You can't do that. May Allah Almighty forgive us and strengthen us. In the world, we have arrived at a point where sometimes you are just passing, flashing, meaning you are just scrolling. The word is scrolling. And while you are scrolling, one or two things might appear that are not good. Do you know what? You need to quickly scroll. And Allah will not hold it against you. But when you say, okay, I'm allowed one look, let me just look. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi aliyyil azim. One look, where did you get that from? They said from hadith. What do you mean? You are watching for 5 minutes. You say, no, but I didn't move my eyes. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Please don't fool yourself, because that's the only one you are fooling. May Allah forgive. Be strong. Don't watch those things. Don't. If you have a problem, stop it. If you have an addiction, be strong. Come out. Oh Allah, I don't want to do that. If you fall again, come back to Allah. Allah is waiting. Why? When you die, wallahi, you need to be in the right place. You need to be in the right place. And you will be in the right place, inshallah, when you seek Allah's forgiveness often, mashallah. So choose your friends wisely and be a good friend to your circle. If there is one person who has really bad habits, either you are helping them or you are not in their company anymore. But there's no third option. You can't remain with someone who is toxic if you cannot help them. Beyond a point, they will start affecting you. You become like that. You talk like your friends. You behave like your friends. You dress like them. You think like them. You do what they are doing. May Allah Almighty strengthen all of us. I have spoken for very long, inshallah. I pray that Allah Almighty bless all of you. It is relatively warm in here, but we have enjoyed our day. And I thank you for coming early. Some of you came as early as 10 a.m. Am I right? 10 a.m. When I was reading some of the messages and some of the comments, people are saying we are here. Some people are sending me pictures of what it's looking like slowly, slowly, slowly filling up. Subhanallah. I said, may Allah gather us in Jannah. I am unable to talk to you. I am unable to talk to you in person. But I am definitely able to do that if Allah gives us Jannatul Firdaus. أقول قولي هذا وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.